It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said name a major U.S. city with a population of more than 100,000. It has a two-word name. The two words rhyme, respectively, with the first and last names of a famous singer. What city is it, and who's the singer? Well, the city is Sioux Falls, largest city in South Dakota, and that rhymes with Lou Rawls.
We received over 700 responses, and our winner this week is Nicole Johnston of Falls Church, Virginia. Congratulations!
Thank you very much.
So, how'd you figure it out?
Well, what I did, I went to the computer and I called up a list in alphabetical order of all the cities of 100,000 population or more in the United States, and I read down the list until I hit one that rhymed with a singer I had heard of. Lou Rawls was somebody I used to see on variety shows growing up in the 60s. So I figured that must be it.
And you were right. And I'm told you're a musician.
I play guitar, or I attempt to play guitar. I've been doing it a long time. It amuses me, if nothing else. Sometimes I've been in bands in the past, but currently I'm just, enjoying playing by myself.
Wonderful. Well, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
Okay, Will, take it away.
All right, Nicole, I like that enthusiasm. Every answer today is the name of a fabric or clothing material. You name it from its anagram. For example, if I said clean, C-L-E-A-N, minus N, you would say lace. So, number one is likes, L-I-K-E-S, minus E.
Oh, L-I-K-S.
Yeah. What fabric is that?
It's pricey.
Oh, silk.
Silk is it. Good. You're off and running. Number two is on low, like you have your stove on low, minus N.
Oh, Orlon?
No.
You wear it in winter.
You wear it in winter. Get rid of the N. O-L-O-W.
Bah. Oh, wool.
Wool is it. Good. Your next one is notary, N-O-T-A-R-Y. Minus T.
Rayon.
Rayon, is it? Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, minus A.
Denim.
Good. Antics, A-N-T-I-C-S, minus C.
Oh, satin.
Good. Archly, A-R-C-H-L-Y, minus H.
Oh, A-R-C-L-Y.
It's a human-made fabric or material
that you wear to work out.
Lycra.
Lycra, nice. Recipe, R-E-C-I-P-E, minus I.
Oh, crepe.
Nice. Contort, C-O-N-T-O-R-T, minus R. One of the most basic fabrics.
Cotton.
Cotton is it. Cauldron, that's C-A-L D-R-O-N, minus L.
Oh, nylon. No, not nylon.
No, but you do have the right ending. It's O-N, and it's a human-made fabric.
Dacron.
Dacron, nice. Here's your next one. Rematches, R-E-M-A-T-C-H-E-S, minus T.
Okay.
It's something you might have a nice sweater made of.
Cashmere.
Nice. And here's your last one. Your crowd, Y-O-U-R, C-R-O-W-D, minus W.
Oh,
it's a heavyish fabric, especially used for pants, I'd say.
Corduroy.
Corduroy. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Pretty good. Better than I thought I would do.
You did great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Nicole, which member station do you listen to?
WAMU-FM in Washington, D.C.
All right. Our hometown station, that's Nicole Johnston of Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was an honor.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, it comes from listener James Matthews of Little Rock, Arkansas. And to solve it, you might need to crack open an atlas. Take the names of two countries that share a border, drop the second letter from the second country's name, and the resulting string of letters, in order from left to right, will spell a regular uncapitalized word. What is it? So again, two countries that share a border, drop the second letter from the second country's name, and the resulting string of letters from left to right will spell a regular uncapitalized word. What word is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.